Hello and welcome to the pants wettingly scary edition of the Unheard Nerd podcast. I'm going to say a podcast, not necessarily movie podcast, though we will be talking movies, but we're going to try and amalgamate a number of different scary elements. With me as always is John. How are you doing, John?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm dying.
No.
I'm dying of zombie infection, aka a cold. And I think it's spreading over Skype. You've got it too, I believe.
I have got a bit of a cold as well, yes.
Oh, I'm disgusting at the moment. Absolutely disgusting. I've got snot pouring out my nose. I sound like I'm on drugs. In fact, I am on drugs. I'm taking Lemsip and copious amounts of Olbus oil. And I have an unhealthy obsession with those nasal inhaler things. I have actually got three. I own three of them.
Three,
jeez. I really do. So I can put one up at each nostril at any given time. So
don't ask me where you put the third one.
Well, let's not go into that. But yes, this is the Halloween special. And we should say, happy anniversary, John. It's been exactly 1 year since you made your podcasting debut. How's it feel?
Quite strange. Never imagined myself doing these things.
Do you know, I listened to that original show earlier on today.
Oh, good.
It sounds terrible. It's awful. I mean, basically,
what, the technical quality or the information that was being portrayed?
No. Well, the technical quality, because I'm pretty sure that first show, I was Skyping you through my iPad and recording it through a microphone.
That sounds about right.
Because we hadn't figured out the software issues yet.
Yeah.
So you can barely hear you. You sound like you're on a telephone line from India. and my style of presentation then was very timid. I think I was probably trying not to wake the wife and kids with my stupid podcasting ideas. We were about five shows in and I hadn't learned to project my voice at all. But fuck it, I've got a house. It's completely empty of kids and wife. They are up in Stockport, which is actually closer to you, where you are right now in, where is it, Huddersfield?
I'm in Huddersfield at the moment.
Then here in London, where we are facing impending doom. A huge storm is blowing in and it's going to destroy everything, according to the news and the weather. This is a couple of days before Halloween, just to spoil the illusion. So it could be
that there's no Father Christmas.
It could be that you're listening to this show and I'm dead. Just to bring it back on track, talking of dead, Lou Reed has just died, apparently. So that's we might be contacting the dead soul of Lou Reed a little bit later in the show. We'll get the Ouija board out and see what happens there. But we're going to go a little bit off-piste again this show. I know we went off-piste in the last movie show with an interview with Mike Petchy. The show, I think, has just gone over 2,000 hits. Very successful, a lot of people listening to that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Although our last movie show, I think, has gone over 3,000 now.
What?
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? It's like people...
3,000 people are listening to us.
Wait, that's just
with one person downloading it 3,000 times.
Let's go back a little bit. It's MC Hunter, 2,999 times. And me. Oh, we've got to mention Jeffy Jeff because he's always there on the Twitter. If you would like a shout out on the Unheard Nerd movie podcast, just tweet us.
That's what you got to do.
Just tweet us and say, all right, fuckos, I listen. So, yeah, okay, this is an unusual start to the show, isn't it?
It's very bizarre. So perhaps it's all the cold drugs we're taking.
The cold drugs, yeah, that's yeah. It. It's this Olbasaur. I think it's Olbasaur, but it comes in white powder, yeah?
I think that, what?
fuck it, let's get a little bit raucous. It's a Halloween special. So have you watched any scary films lately, John?
Define scary. I watched After Earth.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's scary for some reasons, but not really. How did you find that?
Meh.
That's your full review, is it?
It's my full review, yes.
I look forward to reading that on the website.
if I open that up in a word processor, I'd probably type After Earth and then just go and close the word processor. I couldn't be bothered.
Word processor? Wow, you're showing your age there. So that's Will Smith and his offspring, isn't it?
Yes, if you can stand looking at him for that long.
What, Will or Jaden Pinkett Smith?
He's got a blue steel face going on, and he does it a lot.
He was the kid in The Pursuit of Happiness, I was thinking.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, Will Smith again with his son. I found that film quite touching. I'll be honest. I went to see that at the cinema with my wife. Her choice, clearly. but actually, yeah, found it quite enjoyable and quite touching. Especially, yeah, when they're homeless. And spoilers, they're homeless. And they're in a toilet, like trying to get a night's sleep on the floor of a toilet. And there's someone banging on the door. It's worth watching. I quite like that film. But then I watch some films that, you know, I really shouldn't. And,
admit to?
Well, you know, like Water for Elephants. I quite enjoyed that, which has got Reese Witherspoon and someone else. someone like Ryan Gosling. It may be Ryan Gosling. I don't know. But, anyway, that's scary enough to admit. So we're going to try and theme this Halloween. And we've got some different things to throw in, including some music. I found some sort of nerdcore, as it generally is, to throw in a few songs just to break up the show this time. And we're going to make it sort of, like I say, an amalgamation of podcasts rather than just a movie podcast. Okay, so what's in the news this week?
Beetlejuice 2.
Well, hang on. Well, don't say it again. You know what happens if you say it three times?
No, you get fed up with hearing it?
Beetlejuice turns up. If you say his name three times... John, come on, man! That was a good gag.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Beetlejuice 2, really? And who's going to play Beetlejuice?
I think they're hoping to bring Michael Keaton back.
Well, I suppose his career's dead, so... Might as well. Well, that was another gag. I'm on fire. This is fucking cold stuff. Let's have some more. So what news have we got of Beetlejuice 2?
Well, there was a script written years and years and years ago for a sequel just after the original came out, which is called Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian. That's all we know about that one. Perhaps that should be all we know about it. Yeah,
yeah, thank goodness for that. Oh my God, that sounds horrendous.
Two guys called David Katzenberg and Seth Graham Smith, who both worked on Dark Shadows with Tim Burton, I was going to say he's Johnny Depp movie, but that's like all of them, isn't it? They've been working on a new script for Beetlejuice 2.
And that's it.
And that's about it. Tim Burton apparently wasn't named as the director, but apparently he's becoming interested in doing it. Right. He's got two other films. He's doing a Margaret Keane biopic called Big Eyes.
Oh, right. Don't know who that is, no.
No, I haven't a clue either. And he's going to make another film, which sounds very up his street, called Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Firstly, the question needs to be asked, will these films firstly star Johnny Depp and secondly co-star Helena Bonham Carter?
That's a legal requisite for a Tim Burton film.
Oh, good. Well, as long as we've got that straight. Okay, Beetlejuice 2, we'll come on to Beetlejuice a little bit later, but I'm quite surprised by that. I wasn't expecting that film to have a sequel so late. I don't understand this. You know, idea for sequels like years, like decades even after they were first out. It seems bizarre, especially when the original characters are reprising the role. But I guess we'll wait and see on news on that and find out what goes on with that. What else have we got?
Hellraiser remake.
Oh, what? Fucking,
yes, I know.
Jerry fucking Bruckheimer again, is it, with his fucking Alzheimer's?
No, it's Clive Barker.
Who's Clive Barker?
The guy who wrote it in the first place. The horror author.
Okay, I've never seen it. This is, oh God. Do you know what? I'm having flashbacks. In our very first movie the podcast that you first appeared on the app, no, the Halloween special, I said something so fucking stupid that came back to haunt me for so long. I said I'd never seen Evil Dead. Any of Evil Dead. If anybody listening doesn't know what I'm on about, go back and listen to the Evil Dead special and you'll find out. And I fear very much that I'm about to open up another can of worms. I've never seen any of the Hellraiser films. And I'm going to qualify it this time by saying it's because I don't watch horror. I don't enjoy it. Not because I'm scared, because it's fucking boring.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's not scary. It's ridiculous. If I wanted to see blood and guts, I'd go to fucking Essex and go out for a night out in a nightclub. nothing against Essex. Honest. No, I'm just not interested in it. I don't know. I was watching something the other night. I can't even remember what it was, but it bored me, so I turned it off. I'm not interested in horror. So I've never seen the Hellraiser films. Have you watched them?
I've definitely watched the first one, and just wish I hadn't.
They have Pinhead in them, is that right?
That's the guy, yeah, played by Doug Bradley.
Okay, well, we really struggle with horror, don't we?
We do. I mean, I remember, I think I might have even mentioned this story in my first appearance, but Hellraiser is so blatantly set in England. I'm thinking, all right, then it's been filmed in England, you know, but the couple live in the house are American, so I'm just thinking, American couple in an English house in England, that's fair enough. And then the events of the film go on. I think someone calls the police and two American cops turn up at the front door.
Mm.
And then you're going, do the couple know these two? Are these going to a fancy dress party? And after a minute you go, oh, geez, this thing's supposed to be set in America. Oh, my God. It just
doesn't bode well.
No. Plus, I, like you, I don't do horror. It's boring.
Yeah.
It's just a series of, you know, trying to shock you and make you jump. And it's like, oh, when's the spaceships coming?
Well, I do recall in last year's show, rather than doing a traditional list of horror movies, we ended up doing a list of scary sci-fi films. So for anyone who's really into horror, I mean, I don't know, maybe we need to get some guests on the show that's really into it, but nothing.
We just don't do it, sorry.
We got nothing. I know it's a Halloween show, but fuck it.
Watch Event Horizon, there you go, that's a good sci-fi horror.
That's exactly what we said last time.
I know.
In fact, you might as well just go back and listen to last year's show.
Why don't we stop recording here and you just edit in last year's show?
Anyone that's a regular reader of theunheardnerd.com will have seen articles by a good friend of mine, John. It goes by the Twitter handle UK Film Nerd. He's a friend of mine. We go back maybe 20 years, met in college. Long time. It's quite appropriate for a Halloween show. Okay, so what have you been watching at the moment, John? Have you been to anything at the cinema? I think you went and saw Dread recently.
Yeah, I saw Dread 3D, which is probably cool for marketing purposes, because the 3D, I thought, was...
Any more news, John?
Not strictly film-related, but they're going to bring Constantine to the small screen.
Oh, really? No, I heard a little bit about this. There was a film, wasn't there?
Yeah, yes, with Keanu Reeves. I really like that film.
Did you?
But it might be because I have no knowledge of the original comic book character. So I've got nothing to base it on.
Yeah, I don't have much knowledge, but I'm pretty sure he's blonde. that may be a complete fabrication, but I know. I mean, I seem to recall that fans of the comic were not at all impressed with Keanu Reeves as John Constantine.
Yeah.
I've never seen the film all the way through, but I've seen bits of it, which probably indicates that I got bored and stopped watching it.
Okay. I thought you meant you literally just watched bits of it, not the fact you're so bored you switched off.
Yeah, no, I think I've just, you know, tuned in maybe quarter of an hour in, half an hour in, and gone. and tuned out again. But I don't really know the premise behind it. I don't know the origin story or any of that. So it's going to be a TV series.
Yeah, NBC are working with David S. Goyer, who just can't seem to stop writing comic-related material at the moment, because obviously he's the guy behind Man of Steel, the Dark Knight trilogy, the list goes on. I've got a list here. If you want to start at the beginning, he did a David Hasselhoff TV movie, Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, my God.
which I read an article on recently, and it's quite funny reading that, and it's going to get a DVD release, I think, next month.
Sounds awesome. I can't wait to watch that.
I know, I'm going to have to watch that out of curiosity. I wonder if there'll be slow motion running.
Do hope so.
He wrote all three Blade movies and directed the third one.
Right.
He was the mastermind behind the Blade TV series.
I've never even heard of that. Wow.
I've got that on DVD at home. I haven't watched it yet. It stars a rapper who goes by the name of Sticky Fingers.
Hmm. Interesting.
Interesting name. He's behind Da Vinci's Demons, Threshold, Flash Forward. What else has he done? He's on Death Warrant, Kickboxer 2, The Puppet Masters, Dark City, Zigzag, Jumper, The Unborn. And he's also got a story credit for next year's Godzilla.
Wow.
So the guy's busy.
Seems so. Crikey. Oh, some of those films are all right. Dark City, directed by Alex Proyas' film, isn't it?
Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. I liked that film.
That's a brilliant film.
Blade 1 is good. Yeah, I think you like some of the others as well, don't you?
I think, yeah, Blade 2 is also excellent. That's directed by Guillermo del Toro.
Right.
Who did the recent Pacific Rim, which is fucking awesome.
I still haven't seen it. Again, no, not really inspired by that, but I keep hearing so many good things about it. I will have to watch it at some point. Right, any other news?
Evil Dead franchise, which you love so much.
It's my favourite, actually.
Yeah. Bruce Campbell has admitted that there's going to be an Army of Darkness 2, which I suppose would be Evil Dead 4.
it gets confusing, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, I heard that they were going to actually have two franchises running simultaneously. So, they had the remake, or the most recent Envision, or what's it called? Fuck.
Reimagining?
Reimagining.
That lovely word.
Yeah, the most recent reimagining of The Evil Dead.
Yeah.
And then they were going to, alongside it, sort of run the actual sequels. This is what I heard. I mean, it all gets so fucking confusing.
That's such a marketing nightmare.
I suppose, the fans are there. They'll watch it. I don't think any of them will be massive blockbusters, although that Evil Dead reimagining did quite well at the box office, I think.
Mm.
So there we are.
No, I just thought I thought his response was quite funny. He was, Bruce Campbell was at the Wizard World Nashville convention, and someone just asked him, "Are you making a sequel to Army of Darkness?" And his quoted reply is, "The last one was 22 years ago. I haven't been racing to do it. Sam Raimi's just a little busy making the biggest movies in Hollywood. I used to be busy. Now I'm not. That's why I'm here." Ash would have to stop occasionally from chasing some deadeye to catch his breath. Maybe we could do that, I guess. That would be exciting. Fight in a walker. That would be all right. Hit them with my cane. Fake them out. Have a fake heart attack. Distract a zombie. I like it. All right, sir. The answer is yes.
How seriously can you take that as a response?
I don't know.
I don't know. But I also heard that Sam Raimi was going to direct it. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. There's been so much bullshit surrounding these these films and potential sequels and remakes and what have you. You just don't know what's true and what's not.
No, it's a story that's just been running ever since, I think, the original Army of Darkness is finished.
Yeah.
Just someone just keeps the rumours going and going.
I think it's probably Thomas Quinlan of Han Solo Records. Let's blame him.
Okay, it's your fault.
It's Thomas's fault. What else?
The remake word is popular. Spawn.
Spawn, really?
Another Spawn.
Do you know, I was really enthusiastic about Spawn the first time round, and it was shit. Did you watch it?
I did, indeed. I remember watching it at the cinema. Did you know anything about the material before the film?
Not a massive amount, no. I mean, really... Yeah, I'm a newbie to comics, really.
Yeah.
Especially Marvel and DC and all that kind of that kind of superhero comic. When I was a kid, we had comics like The Eagle with Dan Dare and things like that. So that's what I was raised on. So yeah, these superhero comics kind of passed me by a bit. So no, I didn't. Is the short answer to that. I was quite excited by it. There was a lot of buzz around the film, and the soundtrack was amazing. So they're going to reboot it, remake it.
The Spawn creator Todd McFarlane wants to basically redo it, reboot it.
I can see how it's got potential. I don't think they had the resources available to them to do it properly the first time round. I think they probably can this time. I mean, I hope so. I'd be quite enthusiastic about that. I think it's got potential as a story.
I mean, I remember the first one was directed by... I had his name... Right. Oh, dear.
Sorry, go on, carry on.
You're not a zombie yet, are you?
Almost.
Almost. I can just envision the end of this podcast. It'd just be like...
It's entirely possible. Sorry, go on, you were saying.
The original Spawn was directed by a guy called Steve Spaz Williams, I think. And he was an ex-employee of Industrial Light and Magic. And I think it shows because there was so much CGI in that film.
Yeah, but I think there has to be.
Well, I mean, I remember, I don't know how long ago it was since I last seen it. I remember the when you finally see Satan or whoever it is in hell.
Yeah.
You see it these days. It looks like...
Out of South Park.
It's like a tacky intro movie to a PlayStation game or something. And you think, God, this was big budget effects when it came out. Look at it now, Jesus.
Mm.
I mean, some of it looks good, some of it doesn't. But Todd said it's not going to be a giant budget film with lots of special effects. It's going to be a more of a horror movie and a thriller movie, not a superhero one.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, that makes sense. I suppose it's not really a superhero.
Anti-hero? Is that the right word?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I'll tell you what I would like to hear more about, and it seems to have gone, the story's gone cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story that you mentioned, and subsequently I read the comic book related to it. It was Nemesis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because he is the archetypal anti-hero. And, I just wonder what's happening with that film, because that sounds... It sounded really interesting. A complete opposite to the stuff that Marvel were churning out at the moment. Could be good. I really enjoyed the comic book as well.
Yeah, I know, but I read it as well. It's very violent.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Really very violent.
From the off. But quite easy reading and quite interesting twists and turns that I didn't expect. But I would like to see that.
I remember that so clearly because that was... I read about it and they pitched the idea to whatever comic it was and... the comic publishing people, they just said, what if Batman was a cunt?
Exactly, yeah.
And they said, no, you can't use that.
It's good though. Yeah, I like the idea. I like the concept.
See if there's anything on the internet about the film recently. No, December last year, the director Joe Carnahan announced on Twitter he was working on it, and that's about it, really.
Yeah, these things happen though. Films go cold, and then all of a sudden,
yeah,
there's a poster and there's a trailer, and we'll see what happens.
You're like, oh, I forgot all about that.
Except we haven't.
No, we remember what's happened. Okay, the final sort of piece of news is nothing major, and it'd probably make us groan and moan. The Poltergeist remake is currently shooting.
No, I haven't turned into a zombie yet. That's me moaning and groaning. Again, I don't really care, I'll be honest. Another series of films that I don't think I've ever seen.
I think you should. Well, at least the first one. I really like the first. I like all of them, yeah.
What's good about it, John? Pitch it.
I just like them.
Not convinced. So it's about people that move into a house, stuff starts moving around, walls start bleeding, people start dying, yeah?
No.
Okay, right, tell me what's different.
Well, it's just a family living in a house, and then something starts communicating through the TV at night to the youngest girl of the family, and things just get a bit freakier and freakier after that. And then, yeah, I mean, what is interesting, that the film is directed apparently or allegedly by a guy called Tobe Hooper. He did a lot of other classic horror stuff that I can't think of right now because we're such great horror fans. And
unfortunate last name.
Yeah, but it's executively produced or whatever by Steven Spielberg, and the sort of the big allegation is that Tobe was actually pushed aside, and Spielberg did most of the directing. I can actually prove that.
Now, Spielberg lending his name to something is not necessarily an endorsement. I was just watching the first Thor movie, and one of the trailers that advanced that film was for one of the Transformers movies, executive producer Steven Spielberg. So...
I forgot his name was attached to those.
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
Because you say Transformers, and the first thing that happens in my head is explosions.
Hey. Can't see anything that's fucking happening on screen. just stop with the CGI. I can't see it. It's blurry.
Stop the CGI. Well, there they go, the Transformers.
And therefore, our mission is accomplished.
It's like, where's the Transformers? Over there. It's a bunch of cars. Yeah, I know. When they change into robots, not going to happen.
It could have been great, but you just, there's all these nuts and bolts and movement and all this intricate CGI, and they move, and you can't see any of it because it's fucking blurry. I don't know why. I don't know why that happens. It's a computer-generated piece of action. Why can't they make it visible? I mean, I think maybe you said or somebody else said that Pacific Rim, they achieve it. I think you might have been talking to Alpha Riff on Twitter. I was eavesdropping. Peeping in on your conversation. you said they achieved the CGI. And you could see it. You could see what was happening. Ring bells?
Yeah, it does. That's my biggest worry before watching the film was I knew that a lot of the fights take place in the rain, which obviously looks spectacular, and also they happen at night. And I thought, hang on, rain, night, CGI creatures battling out, this is going to get nasty. Mm. We're going to be watching this going, something punched, there were sparks, the robot must have got a hit. But no, it's so well done. You know what's going on. There's no stupid Michael Bay, let's shake this camera around like mad business.
Mm.
It's brilliant. It really is.
Good. Well, I will definitely, I'll put it on my, is that out on DVD yet, Blu-ray?
Next month, I think.
Okay, I'll put it on my list in advance, and it will come through as a nice surprise one day.
Yeah.
Cool, okay. I forgot what we were talking about, but Poltergeist.
Poltergeist is currently shooting, and we've gone, meh. Yeah.
Okay, well, that whole news section was a little bit, meh. But that's not...
It's all remakes and sequels, I think.
Not because it's not valid as news, it's just that it's not stuff that we're particularly interested in.
I'm sorry, listener. It was all Halloween themed, though. That was the main point.
That's the point. Brilliant. Okay, next section, John. What should we do? Do you want to do Will's top five scary movies?
Ooh.
Do you want to play Seven Deadly Deaths? Or
okay.
Do you want to do something else? Like maybe go for a cup of tea? Or do the Ouija board and try and get Lou Reed on?
Go for a cup of tea. How's that work on the podcast? Does the podcast just go silent for 10 minutes? Or can you hear us doing the kettle and stirring cups and stuff? Oh, dear. And it's prepared with props. Professional.
So, should we do top five? Cause,
yeah, go on.
I think Seven Deadly Sins come a little bit late. Not Seven Deadly Sins. Seven Deadly... I can't even say it. It's a tongue twister. Seven Deadly Deaths. That's a little game we're going to play. Listeners, pause for just a moment. Remember to come back and unpause. But while you're pausing, get a cup of tea and get a piece of paper and a pen. Have you got a piece of paper and a pen, John?
No, I've got a pen, but I've got no paper.
Ah, well, I've just drawn the wall. You're in a hotel, right?
Yeah, they won't notice me.
It's not going to matter. Just do it behind a picture.
the pictures are kind of bolted on.
God damn. What kind of places do you stay at?
Well, they don't want me stealing the crap art, you know.
Never mind. Okay. Will's top five Halloween movies. And there's very little thought gone into this. Basically, I sat here, made a list of three, couldn't think of anything else, and John helped me with the last two. About 2 seconds before the show started.
We told you how much we struggle with horror. Bear with us.
The Halloween special really shouldn't be called a special. It should be called We're Sorry. The Halloween We're Sorry show. We have to make up with snarky remarks and comedy right. moments because we've got no content whatsoever for this show. It is in itself a horror, which brings it back on track. So fuck you, we're trying, all right? Fucking hell.
We did have the 3,000 listeners.
We've lost MC Hunter, oh no.
Oh shit.
Fuck, our fan base. I'd really like someone else to prove us wrong. Just tweet. Just once.
Come on.
Just
tweet.
Tweet us and say, do you know what? I listen to your shit of a show as well. hang on. Let me get some more nasal spray. Starting to wear off. Feel a bit like the Joker today. Okay. Right. My top five. It's not really mine. Mine and John's. My top five Halloween movies, and I've gone a little bit left field here. I've gone Ghostbusters.
Hey.
Because it's not actually scary at all, unless you're about 5 years old and you see those big fucking dog things. quite scary.
Or the librarian ghost, I guess, would be quite intense for a five-year-old. And that's the very beginning of the movie as well. If they don't make it past that bit, you might as well turn it off.
It is quite a scary moment, yeah. I had a Ghostbusters annual, I think, when the film came out, and I remember looking at that picture and just thinking, oh god, I hate this page. I had the same experience with the Doctor Who annual, where there was these like slimy monster things. I never knew what they were. There was just slimy horrible monsters. I was shit scared of this picture in a book. Weird, isn't it? Books can scare me a lot more than watching a horror film. But Ghostbusters is brilliant. It's fun. It's Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd. It was Dan Aykroyd, wasn't it?
It is Dan Aykroyd, yes.
Hooray! and
Harold Ramis.
Yeah, yeah. And you're going to know a lot more about this than I do. Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
And who's the funny little chap?
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis, yeah. There will never be another Ghostbusters. I mean, it is a one-of-a-kind film. It's amazing. I know they made Ghostbusters 2, which was pretty good. Ghostbusters is just... it's fucking amazing. And I'm sure, you know, being the old fucks that we are, there might be younger listeners listening who have never actually seen it. And it sounds unbelievable. You know, it feels unbelievable to say that. But if that is the case, then get a life, go out, rent it, borrow it, watch it, because it's just fucking amazing from start to finish. You think of all the crazy elements. Firstly, there's people that want to catch ghosts. What a concept. Amazing. The car. Awesome. I know you wrote a post recently about saving the original Ecto-1. It was a Cadillac ambulance, I think, wasn't it, that they converted?
No, just to clarify, it's the original vehicle was restored for the film's 25th anniversary when it was released on Blu-ray a couple of years ago. It's the Ecto-1A, the car used for Ghostbusters 2, which is currently sitting on the Sony backlot in a very sad state of repair.
I mean,
but it's still the Ecto vehicles are amazing.
You'd think I'd have read that, actually, wouldn't you? Been on the website. Sorry.
That's all right.
I've been busy at work. It's, wife, kids, football. Anyway, moving on.
Ghostbusters.
But no, Ghostbusters is just amazing. You've got a green ghost that slimes people. You've got the library ghost. Such iconic images. And, you know, not least, the most amazing finale to a film ever. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I mean, that is just impressive product placement, firstly. Unbelievably crazy idea. There will just never be a film like Ghostbusters. It is one of a kind. So, I mean, that is... I'm going to put that right up there, my top pick, this Halloween. It's one you can watch with the family as well. It's not too scary. It's entertaining. Brilliant. Watch Ghostbusters.
A lot of the jokes have gotten an adult edge to them, so the parents will get it and the kids will just go straight over their heads.
Exactly. And you know, I felt funny about getting slight tinges watching Sigourney Weaver when I was younger. you know, she's a little bit scantily dressed in some parts of that film. It didn't feel right at the time. It doesn't feel right now, but it happened. And, you know, let's not linger on it. I've had counselling. And then she wore underwear in Alien. And I, fucking what the... Oh, it just lost it. I mean, what? You should not fancy Sigourney Weaver. Second on my list of top five Halloween movies. We actually mentioned it earlier. Beetlejuice.
Yes.
You know, not an obvious choice, but I was kind of reminiscing, you know, thinking Ghostbusters, that sort of era. Beetlejuice, again, such a wacky, crazy film. Like, just these oddball ideas, these weird ideas, and they made into a film, and they'll never be repeated again. Listen to me, people. Number two is a bad idea. It'll never be repeated again. And Michael Keaton, I mean, yeah, weird. Never really cast in that kind of role, I don't think. Did it incredibly well. Was Winona Ryder in that?
Yes.
Yeah, young Winona Ryder. You know, it's probably looks a bit cheesy now. It's a bit of an old-fashioned sort of teen movie, but really enjoyable. Like, just odd, and you know, Tim Burton early in his career, but just another one-of-a-kind film.
No Johnny Depp.
Yeah, maybe he hadn't been born then.
Maybe.
No, he had. Third on my list of top five Halloween movies is Lost Boys. Oh. And this is a film, I don't know, just appeals to me because it was, again, 80s. It was really cool when I was that age. You know, all the characters were cool. They lived in this cool place. Although it was portrayed as dead boring, small town, like, I think it was a run-down sort of coastal town. Nothing much happens, but, you know, just Kiefer Sutherland as a young man playing the head vampire, who was the actor, the lead actor, do you remember?
I know it's got Alex Winter, who's famous obviously for being Bill and Ted.
Indeed, yeah, yeah.
And it's got, I can't remember their name, the two brothers? Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman, and it wasn't Corey Haim as well, was it?
I think so. And I know they've made two or three straight to DVD sequels. Jason Patrick, is that who you're thinking of?
Jason Patrick.
I'm afraid the roles are reversed here, because I'm the one who has actually seen The Lost Boys.
You haven't seen The Lost Boys, John?
No, I've seen sort of made some quite big chunks, because the other half is a big Lost Boys fan, but I've never watched the film from start to finish.
You really must watch The Lost Boys. So yeah, it seems like you're right. Jason Patrick, Corey Haim is in there, Corey Feldman's in there, Kiefer Sutherland, Alex Winter, yeah. Let's turn off the internet. But yeah, just a really cool film. It's got cool music, you know, the Doors in the soundtrack. It's quite dark, but as well there's a slapstick sort of comedy element to it. It's a mix between, say, Goonies and something serious.
but I like that description.
One of my favourite films ever, I think, just because it's got that really sort of gothic element, and it's quite sort of 80s teen. Movie, you know, the sort of thing that I grew up on. So yeah, definitely watch that one. Now the next one is a film, and I think maybe we mentioned this last year as well. that my dad would make me watch as a young kid when it really wasn't appropriate for a young kid to be watching. My father apparently is incapable of gauging a film that's age appropriate. So. He was very excited when this film was on TV so that we could sit down and watch it together. It's the original, I think the original. There may have been an earlier version, like way earlier, but I'm going to say a 1980s version of a film, I think written by John Carpenter. It's called The Fog. And I know there's been a subsequent remake of it. I don't think I've seen that, but this 80s version of The Fog is just really good. It's really engaging. The fog rolls in, the souls of dead seamen come in and sort of terrorize the town. It's gripping stuff. I mean, it's not an all action film. It's not like a Friday the 13th or you know, one of those films where there's chainsaws and knives and shit like that. It's just like tense. It's really tense, or at least I remember it as being tense and eerie. Yeah, so The Fog, the 1980 version, that's number four. And number five, really only because I can tell a tale about it, is The Ring. Now, not the Japanese version, I think, which is probably the original version. I don't know for sure.
It is, yeah. Obviously, the Americans went, oh, yeah, let's remake it.
I think in this instance, having not seen the Japanese version, I think they did a pretty good job, because it's quite a scary film, to be honest. Yeah, I'm not scared of films, but there's eerie moments. There's bits that could make you jump, and the girl in it is you know, she's quite disgusting to look at. But the great thing about the film is when the phone rings. I think the premise behind it was you watch this video, and when you watch the video, the phone rings, and when the phone rings, there's a voice on the other end that says, 7 days. And basically, you've got 7 days to live. And it's like, well, that's pretty scary. But the great thing is that when we watched this for the first time, we watched it again on, I think, probably DVD rental. I was living with my best friend in a house, and another friend came round to watch it. Three of us watched it together. We turned all the lights out. We watched The Ring. I'm not particularly affected by horror films, as we've mentioned before. My housemate isn't either. But the friend I watched it with, Ben, he then, after watching the film, it's pitch black, it's late at night, had to drive home to his cottage, which, although it's on a fairly busy road in the Kent countryside, is actually, you know, quite remote, fields behind, fields in front, and pitch black out there. There's nothing.
It sounds
and
like another horror film in the making, yeah?
Exactly. His housemate had gone away for the weekend or whatever. That's why he'd been round house, you know, to hang out. And so he'd gone home about midnight, pitch black, having watched The Ring, a little bit shit up. And yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to wait half an hour till he's home, and you're going to call him. You're going to say 7 days down the phone, which was hilarious at the time. But maybe it doesn't convey quite so well on a podcast. So that's my top five. So it's Ghostbusters, Beetlejuice, Lost Boys, The Fog, 80s version, and The Ring. Not the Japanese version.
No. Sorry, just to go back to the ring there for a moment. The premise you had to try and get someone else to watch the video, so the curse then passed on to them?
Oh, it could be. Yeah, that's probably.
And if you keep on passing the video around, not amongst you, or if you don't get it back a second time and go, oh yeah, watch it again.
Yeah.
I think when they try and sort of leave it in places where people would find it, and they'd watch it out of curiosity.
I think so. Yeah. You and your missus have both watched it. It's like, right, oh, God, it's your turn to watch the ring tonight. You've got another 7 days. Oh God, it's my turn tonight. Shit, I wanted to watch fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something, but and you have to watch it every day. So, mixing things up a little bit, John, I think it's about time we played a song. And so at this point, it seems appropriate to play a track called Busting from MC Rection, which samples the Ghostbusters theme.
I just want to bust
make them roast like s'mores on toast. It's melt that host. We stayed old, slay those Stay Puft ghosts. Gave hope, pray we'll bust the most. Ectoplasm, no red chasm in my grasp. Ghost trash, bash them, bash them in a blasphemin'. Praise the J, I'm practicing religion. Big and casting in New Hades, maybe blasting in. Like Bama Man, they Samba Man. Got kid hot shit slobbering. Shedding tears, your beer is showing. Slaying rest, your queer is showing. Beer is blowing, celebration. Ectoplasm on a plate and beat it up. We beat it up. Treat that bus and clean it up. That ecto truck will fuck you up. Go get your luck, my ghost trap sucks. Slow and fast, that's how we bust. Slow and fast, start, stop, thrust. Heart that crust is dried up lust. I'll shoot my plasma on your bus.
Bust and bust and bust and bust and makes me feel the bust and 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 goes bust and bust and bust and bust and makes me feel the bust and bust and bust and bust and bust and goes.
I wanna bust ghosts with the best of them. Got my backpack stacked necessary for spectral wrestling. Go into my prison, held against your will. Stay there until you learn to think twice. Be a nice poltergeist, alright. You gotta terrorize, jump out and scream surprise. It's too extreme, you need to lead a glory horror story. But now you mine, got you all trapped inside my own private place that blaze your faceless ecto jizz ejaculate. Busting makes me feel good, really, really, real good, real wood. Sliding in and out of ghostly mouths. Can the ethereal breed swallow my seed? And we'll see if I need to put it down your throat. Choke, busting ghosts.
Bust and bust and bust and bust and bust and makes me feel the bust and bust and bust and bust and bust and ghosts. Bust and bust and bust and bust and makes me feel the bust and bust and bust and bust and bust and ghosts.
Busting up, we fight for it. Para squirrels act trifling. Paranormal frightening. Scare this world, no time for it. Gotta trap them, purgatory. Kill Bill, slash them, murder gory. Mash them up, Korea story. Lost Boys movie, need more Corys. Corey Haim, Corey Feldman. Punk ass kids, like them Elfin. Goes a limbs, off a pension. Kill friends, family, yeah, high tension. Ill from candy, makes me vomit. Never trust Willy Wonka. Magic dust, I spit comics. Dino's dead from my song. And hear me sing a mushy song. Get my stingray pussy on. Smells so good like weed burning. Breaks my heart like Steve Irwin. Shake the cart like Nintendo. Blowing it innuendo. Blow them ghosts all away. Then you bust in their face. So blow them cold like Superman. Like Dr. Freeze, ex Luther's ham. Frozen piggy on Thanksgiving. Spring to winter with cheap wiggum. Sub-Zero Nero burn with ice. Sunday hero learn for Christ. Praise a J-Best poltergeist. Hold weed every day. Stoner wife. Stay at home. Pothead mom. Vapor dome. Drop that bomb. Living like Chris Fantasy. Ghost baby, kiss Anthony. Feels so good to drink a lager. Feels good, man, let's drink to Frogger. Roadkill, so we'll take the wheel. Good
bustin' makes me feel good. Bustin', 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 bustin' makes me feel good.
We'll be right back.
Right, that was MC Rection with Bustin', and that's from his album Dubstep Is Magic. And I like MC Rection. I met him once in Streatham, of all places. He was over from the States performing a show, which cost him a shitload of money. I think he racked up his credit card just to get over to perform, and you know, got no payment in return. But it was nice to see him. I bought a CD off him just to help. So yeah, I like MC Rection. Check out his stuff. Okay, let's talk a little bit about comics, John. I've got a couple of comics. I have been going to a library recently. I mean, shocking, I know. But a library, and it's not my local library. I feel a little bit like I've been cheating on it. It's called the Deptford Lounge. Deptford is, I don't know, it's about 10 minutes drive from where I live. And we take the kids to the theatre on the same road, or to the swimming pool, the other side of it. But the Deptford Lounge is like a communal space, but it's got a library in it. And in this library, they've got an enormous selection of graphic novels. And not just one section, two sections. Teen graphic novels and adult graphic novels.
Oh, awesome.
It's quite amazing. It's like, seriously, hundreds and hundreds of you know, comic books, essentially. So I borrowed... I borrowed Swamp Thing 1 and 2. I'm not actually a member of this library. I just keep getting them out of my missus' library card. Because every time we go, it's late on a Sunday, and the staff knock off at 4, and you have to use the automated machines.
Oh, okay.
So she very kindly allows me to get some books out on her card, which I do. So I got Swamp Thing 1 and 2 first. I didn't get on with those, really didn't. Couldn't get into it, sent them back without reading them, really. But what I got next was The Walking Dead, number one.
Okay.
And obviously, I mean, most of us probably have seen the series. I think season 4 has just started over in America.
Yeah.
And so I read part one, and, you know, fairly similar to episode one of the series. Slightly less exciting, less tank action. I don't know. Have you seen The Walking Dead?
I gave up after about 5 episodes.
Did you not enjoy it?
I'm not really a big fan of the zombie genre. I stuck with it. I just everything was plodding along too slowly for me. It's just like one or two plot points per episode with a few zombie attacks mixed in between. It's just like, come on, do something, speed up.
Yeah.
I remember watching maybe number 5 or halfway through number 5, and just went, oh, sod this, and turned it off. I couldn't be bothered.
I've watched season 1. I think I've watched season 2 maybe, or I've got season 2 to watch. I'm way behind on it, but I quite enjoyed it as a series, and it has an awful lot of scope, you know, to continue. Now, I think the comic book has just reached edition 40, something like that. So yeah, there's a lot of story to go. I know the comic doesn't follow the TV series. Or rather vice versa, the TV series doesn't follow the comic books, mm-hmm. In the true sense. But I read the comic book, number one, and just to find out what it was about, you know, get a taste for it, really, really enjoyed it. I got through it in about 2 days, just sitting down, you know, on my commute, on the train or whatever. Really enjoyed it. So I would heartily recommend anyone that hasn't picked up The Walking Dead comic book series, just to give that a go. Have a look at number one, and you've got so much scope to move on from there. Another comic I wanted to discuss was keeping with the horror theme. I don't really read horror comics, because not really my thing. But there's one that's out at the moment. It's called Cryptozoic Man, and it's by two of the comic book men from the Kevin Smith's TV show, Comic Book Men, on AMC in the States. Never to be seen over in the UK, it seems, unless you torrent it, which I haven't. So it's by Walt Flanagan and Brian Johnson, two hosts of the Tell 'em Steve Dave podcast that I rave about on the website a lot, really enjoy. And so they've just released this. I've downloaded it. I've got a little way in. It's fucking weird. Really weird. There's this guy with a pig head and another guy with all weird body parts from aliens and monsters and stuff. But I just thought I'd mention that. Maybe people might like to look that out for Halloween. Give Cryptozoic Man a go, and support those guys at Tell 'em Steve Dave and Comic Book Men, fellow nerds, people who really like comics and now, because of their TV status, are able to actually bring their projects to fruition because of it. So there we are, very short and sweet comic section. And I'm going to play a zombie-inspired tune now because of The Walking Dead. I'm going to play... I've got a few to choose from, actually. Something by Torrance, something by Akira the Dawn, or... No, I'm going to go for Super Powerless, and it's a track called Eat Your Brains.
Into the light, 'cause I came from underground. I can tell you're terrified from that horrible screaming sound. You throw your things at me, then you go and push me down and run. You tell me I'm a zombie, didn't think you'd be surprised when I say your brains. I'm dying. I said I'm dying to eat your brains. I'm dying. I'll take another hit, take a shot, take a bite out of you. And I need to eat your brain to stay undead, it's not personal. I took a bite and now you're dead and turning blue. Oh, numb, numb. Now you're just a zombie, need to eat to stay undead, just like me.
I'm dying to eat your brains. I'm dying.
I came from underground.
Right, next up, something we've never done on the podcast before. We're going to have a bit of a game, and it's not really a game that I can participate in because I'm Quizmaster and it's my fucking game. If you don't like it, I'll take it home with me. But it's for you, John. And what it is I've got, and for the listeners, we'll do. I'll ask the questions first. You can make a note of your answers, and then at the end I'll reveal the answers and see how many you got right. Now, the premise behind this is I've got seven deadly deaths, descriptions thereof. Okay, so seven deaths. And what you need to tell me, or make a note of, don't tell me yet.
Otherwise the listeners will get the answer as well.
Exactly, we don't want any cheating. Are they movie or madness? So are these deaths scenes from films, or are they real murders or deaths that have occurred?
Oh, like it.
Okay, so we've got seven. They're all pretty gruesome. One should be very easy. The others, maybe not so. So are you ready, John?
Okay, go for it.
Have you got something to make a note of? Movie or madness for each
of these? Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay, so number one to seven people, make a list, one to seven, and just write movie or madness. Number one, is this movie or madness? A murderer digs up bodies He skins his victims and creates furniture, clothing, and collections from their body parts. These include a collection of shrunken heads, human skin socks, a belt of nipples, human skull caps, which he uses for soup bowls, and a collection of preserved vulvas. Yes, you heard that right. Vulvas. So, what you need to decide is this from a movie or is it madness? Write your answer down. Are you ready?
Move on. Number two.
Move on to number two. Movie or madness. A man and a woman park their car and begin kissing. They're on a date. They're out canoodling. They stop when they notice a body hanging in a tree. It turns out to be that of a priest. The woman is so distressed that she begins to cry blood. But her condition worsens and she ends up vomiting out her own internal organs. Movie or madness? Number three. A 33-year-old woman repeatedly bludgeons her father and stepmother to death with an axe, leaving her father with his left eye gouged out and a large wound on his head, where he has been repeatedly hit with the blunt end of the axe. Movie or madness? Number four of the seven... I cannot say it. Fuck. Of the seven deadly deaths. A family is woken in the night by a persistent ringing of their doorbell. An adult male opens the door, at which point he's stabbed. He attempts to crawl up the stairs to escape. However, his attacker forces the victim's head with his foot through the banister uprights, the bits that support the banister, where the victim is unable to free himself. The attacker then proceeds to push a cabinet along the hallway at speed, decapitating his victim. None of this is pleasant. Okay.
Is there a bonus? Is one of these a confession?
If you can guess which one I did. Okay, number five in the seven deadly deaths. Movie or madness. A teenage girl is using a sunbed, but she becomes trapped when a sunbed jams closed. No one hears her screams, and she burns to death. Number six, seven deadly deaths. Movie or madness. A 22-year-old woman is severely mutilated, her body cut in half, her body drained of blood, and her face cut on both sides from the corners of her mouth to her ears. Grim. And now, the final death in our seven deadly deaths. Movie or madness. A man is spraying lubricant onto a roller coaster track when the roller coaster passes. His hair and arm are caught in one of the carriages, which lifts him into the air, effectively scalping him. He falls over 10 feet onto a fence and is declared dead. So, I've just described seven deadly deaths. Of course, deaths are often deadly. Though not always. So, have you got your answers, John?
I have. I didn't recognise any one of them, but there we go.
I will give you bonus points. Oh, you didn't recognise. I was going to give you bonus points for any of the films you could identify. Okay, so we're going to go through the list. I'll read them again a little bit quicker, and you tell me if it's movie or madness.
Okay.
Number one, a murderer digs up bodies, skins his victims, and creates furniture, clothing, and collections from their body parts. These include a collection of shrunken heads, human skin socks, a belt of nipples, human skull caps, which he uses for soup bowls, and a collection of preserved vulvas. Was that movie or madness? Did it really happen, or is it in a film?
I've gone for movie. That's too bizarre.
You're wrong, it's madness.
Oh my god.
There's a gentleman by the name of Ed Gein. He actually only murdered two people. Only. Well, he's only ever been convicted of murdering two people. But he did have a penchant for digging up dead bodies and making items of clothing and skull that actually happened. Yeah. Number two, move your madness. A man and a woman park their car and begin kissing. Yeah, they're dating. They stop when they notice a body hanging in a tree. It turns out to be that of a priest. The woman is so distressed that she begins to cry blood. Her condition worsens and she begins to vomit out her own internal organs. Movie or madness?
I've gone for movie.
You're right. It is a movie. A movie called City of the Living Dead, and it was directed by Lucio Falco, Lucio Fulci. That's a mouthful. It's quite an old film. I have not seen it, but this came up in my research on the internet. You can find the clip on YouTube of the lady crying blood and vomiting up her own internal organs. Now, you'd expect the film to be something like Dawn of the Dead or Attack of the Living Dead or whatever the films are called, but it's actually not a zombie film, but it is a horror film.
Light-hearted rom-com?
Very much. I think it stars Meg Ryan.
Okay.
Number three, movie or madness? A 33-year-old woman repeatedly bludgeons her father and stepmother to death with an axe, leaving her father with his left eye gouged out and a large wound on his head where he's been repeatedly hit with the blunt end of an axe. Movie or madness?
I've gone for madness.
You're quite right, it is madness.
Hey.
But what you will know is there's actually a poem or a little tune associated with this.
All right.
It's a real murder that happened in 1893, although the murderer, alleged murderer, was never actually convicted. But the poem goes, Lizzie Borden bought an axe, gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. Have you ever heard that?
That's ringing a bell somewhere in the back of my mind. That just sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, I mean, the actual fact, it wasn't 40 or 40, it wasn't 81 whacks. It was apparently only 29 or so. But
That's all right then.
There we go. Okay, number four. You're doing well, John. You've got 2 out of 3 so far.
Yeah, it's not bad for complete guesses.
Number four. A family is woken in the night by a persistent ringing of their doorbell. An adult male opens the door, at which point he is stabbed. He attempts to crawl up the stairs to escape. However, his attacker forces the victim's head through the banister uprights with his foot, where the victim is unable to free himself. He's obviously not feeling very well and stabbed. The attacker then proceeds to push a cabinet along the hallway at speed, decapitating the victim. Movie or madness?
Movie?
It is a movie, very well.
Hey!
3 out of 4. It's a movie called Haut Tension, which I think means high tension or extreme tension, something along those lines. It's a foreign movie, and it was directed by Alexandre Aja. There's probably a better way of pronouncing that. But yeah, I think it's an opening scene from a film, and again, you can find it on YouTube. The guy comes down a bit pissed off at being woken up, opens the door, the guy stabs him. He tries to escape up the stairs, and the murderer pushes his head through the balustrade, is it, or banister, the upright bits, and then slides a cabinet along the hall and knocks his head off.
Charming.
Number five. As a teenage girl using a sunbed becomes trapped when the sunbed jams closed. No one hears her screams and she burns to death. Movie or madness?
Originally, I thought movie, because that sounds very sort of something out of one of the Final Destination films. But then it didn't sound fantastical enough, so I went for madness.
John, you should have gone with your original thinking.
Oh, no.
From Final Destination 3, there is the bizarre thing where things fall over and wires pull tight and she becomes trapped in the sunbed and burns to death.
Let me guess, the person who's supposed to be watching over her has got headphones on.
You're right, yes, you're right. Absolutely right, that's the one. Probably an iPod product placement.
Probably, yeah.
Number six. A 22-year-old woman is severely mutilated, her body cut in half, her body drained of blood, and her face cut on both sides from the corners of her mouth to her ears. What we would refer to here as a Chelsea smile. Movie or madness?
Madness.
You're quite right. God, you're on fire, John. That's 4 out of 6. Madness. It's the Black Dahlia, or Dahlia, depending on how you say it. The victim was murdered in 1947, and the murder was never solved.
Ew.
She apparently was a very beautiful woman, but possibly a spurned lover. Okay, the last one in our 7 deadly deaths. Movie or madness? A man is spraying lubricant onto a roller coaster track when the roller coaster passes. His hair and arm are caught by one of the carriages, which lift him into the air, effectively scalping him. He falls over 10 feet onto a fence and is declared dead. Movie or madness?
That sounds like another Final Destination thing for me. I went for movie.
It's madness.
Oh, no.
It actually happened. A man, I can't remember, it was in a theme park in America somewhere, was actually spraying lubricant onto the roller coaster as it was active.
For God's sake.
And the cars went past him. He'd become entangled by his long hair and his arm got trapped. And eventually his hair in his head, top of his head, came off. He fell onto a fence. And I think it was actually 7 feet he fell onto a fence and died. So there we are, 7 deadly deaths. I think we should do a quiz more often, though. I quite enjoyed that.
That was fun.
Yeah, it took a bit of research.
I got 4 out of 7.
I wonder how our listeners did. Maybe they could tweet us and let us know.
Yes, someone must have played it along as well.
That'd be awesome. So there we have it. Okay, shall we play another song?
Yeah.
I think in honour of our scout friend, we're going to play Swamp Thing and a track called It's All About the Brains. So that was Swamp Thing with It's All About the Brains, and you can find that on their Grindhouse EP from handsolorecords.com. I had to promote Thomas's record label there, otherwise it'd be on at me for not watching Pinhead in the films. So lastly, we've got just a final section, I guess, now showing.
Yeah, what's on the Halloween themed special?
Halloween films at the cinema, or just the cinema?
No, bit of home video, bit of cinema.
Okay, let's do it. I feel inspired. Let's do it.
Okay, so in traditional sort of Halloween theme, A Nightmare on Elm Street is being re-released.
Re-released. Well, that's better than being remade.
It is. They've already done that, haven't they?
Probably. I don't know.
I lost count.
It's been loads of them. Okay, being re-released at what? On DVD, Blu-ray?
No, in the cinema.
In a cinema? In a cinema?
In the cinema, 31st of October.
Just the US or the UK as well?
No, I think it's that would just be a sort of London-based cinemas, I guess, unless it's getting a wider viewing. I'm not sure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Check your local press for details.
Wow. Okay, interesting. And are you going to go and see it?
No.
Okay. I think I've seen some of A Nightmare on Elm Street.
I've definitely watched the first one all the way through.
Again, it was one of those films when you were at school, everybody was watching it, and you were a bit of a loser if you hadn't, and I hadn't. So a bit of a loser.
Oh, well, situations, I think, where I watched it maybe after school and sort of went at the end, went, and?
Right, yeah. During my research for the Seven Deadly Deaths, I came across a thing with how many of your favourite horror movie characters have crossed over with other things, and Freddy Krueger has crossed over with loads. He was on a Fat Boys album cover. He's been in comics. I'll tell you who has been in almost every kind of comic, including one with Wolverine, is Ash from Dawn. What was it? Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Yeah. He's been in loads of Marvel comics, I think. There's really? a zombie Wolverine in one of them. So it might be worth looking at. What else have we got, John? What's current? What's out?
A new film coming out, again, end of October, is The Haunting in Connecticut 2, Ghosts of Georgia.
Yeah, the first one was really... what? Never heard of it.
Neither have I, but it meets the Halloween criteria. It's in the list.
what's the title again?
The Haunting in Connecticut 2, Ghosts of Georgia.
Catchy. I like the way they've kept it short.
They have. A young family moves into a historic home in Georgia, only to learn they are not the house's only inhabitants. Soon they find themselves in the presence of a secret rising from underground and threatening to bring down anyone in its path.
Sounds like any other horror film.
It does, really.
God, it does smack a bit of any other horror film, really, doesn't it? Yeah,
movie. In fact, it's a sequel. I mean, that doesn't inspire much confidence.
It doesn't at all. Okay. Okay. I miss her. What's next?
Curse of Chucky.
Mm-hmm. Is that a new film or?
It's another film to the long-running franchise. I think it's the polite way of putting it. I don't know how many Chucky films there are now.
They're still making them.
Yeah, this is like five or six or something. I don't know.
Wow. Again, never watched any of them, but I didn't realise. I thought maybe they'd made maybe three.
I know there's definitely three that are numbered.
Right, and it's when they start giving them titles that you know it's really straight to DVD, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That's out on Blu-ray and DVD to purchase now.
Or not.
Or not, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Not saying you have to watch it.
Indeed. I won't. I'm making a stand. Although I may well move into a haunted house. Something I'm considering, yeah.
Okay.
It'd be fun for the kids to have more friends. What's next?
Something a bit more lighthearted now. Something I've been meaning to watch, but I haven't seen it yet. The RIPD.
Oh yeah. Is that out now?
That's out now on Blu-ray and DVD in the States. I think it's out here soon.
What? Yeah. Hang on. When did that hit the cinema? That wasn't long ago, was it?
No, I think when we were just after it came out in the cinema, the US got it on Blu-ray.
Okay. Well, it looks quite interesting.
Yeah, for those who don't know what the initials stand for, it's the Rest in Peace Department.
That's right.
A recently slain cop joins a team of undead police officers working for the Rest in Peace Department and tries to find the man who murdered him.
Hmm.
That's Ryan Reynolds, isn't it? That's his name.
It's Ryan Reynolds. I'm going to admit something a little bit homosexual now. I quite fancy Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
Yeah, I have a bit of a man crush on him. not for his acting skill, but I just think he's so dreamy. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, and Jeff Bridges plays the sheriff. I did read a lot of reviews, and people did say it's kind of a weaker remake of Men in Black, essentially. But I still want to watch it myself. It looks like it could be fun.
I thought it looked all right. I'll give it a go. Yeah, really, just so I can gush over Ryan Reynolds. My wife is aware of this.
Oh, okay.
If I was to meet Ryan Reynolds, I certainly wouldn't propose having sex with him, but I just think, I think such a good looking man.
You just ask for a kiss instead.
Just really look good looking. I don't know what it is. Okay, anything else?
Finally, something that's out on Blu-ray and DVD now in the States, and the 11th of November for us here in Blighty. One for the kids, Monsters University.
Oh, I've seen that.
So have I.
That's good. I quite enjoyed it.
It is. I was surprised how good that was, because it's a prequel to one of Pixar's, you know, better films. You're thinking, oh, can they pull this off? And I think they did.
Yeah, it was my last Kids Club journey. We haven't been for a few weeks because my oldest had her birthday party, which kind of took over.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're away. But yeah, we went and saw that. It was, yeah, I really enjoyed it. And they really enjoyed it as well. It was one of those ones months ago where we were fighting. I was going to take them to a current movie that was out, and they had to choose between Despicable Me 2 and Monsters University. The youngest one wanted to see Despicable Me 2, the eldest one wanted to see Monsters University. They were fighting, they couldn't decide, so I said, fuck it, we're not going. And now subsequently they've seen both of them, one on the ferry, Despicable Me 2 on the ferry on our way to France on our holiday, and now Monsters University at the Greenwich Picture House.
Oh, cool.
So all's well that ends well. And talking of ending, I think that's the show, really, isn't it?
That brings us to a natural close.
That's our Halloween apology.
we're sorry. We're not zombies. Yeah. That's a good thing.
No, we're not.
No.
But we probably should play out with another track, I think. Let's play a song. I'm going to play the Torrance one. It's called Let's Get Bloody. I'm not proposing anyone actually does that, but enjoy the song. Until next time, John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Whoever you are, tweet us.
Let us know. It'd be nice to know if these stats are just bullshit. It's like Google slurp spiders or whatever the fuck they're called. Hey, don't mock. It's Yahoo. Yahoo slurp spiders. That's what they're called. And really? Google bots. Ooh. Yeah. That trawl the internet for information. I don't know. It's like weird. The stats on our podcast hosting site go through the roof, and I don't know if they're accurate or not. It'd be lovely to think that there's, you know, at least 1,000 people listening to our show.
That'd just be awesome. That'd just blow my mind.
It seems so unlikely, but if you want to make our day, give us a tweet and say, I listen to the show. We'd really appreciate that. And hopefully you appreciate the shows as well, and the effort that goes into them. Because I've got to be up all night fucking editing this now. Until next time, thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, see you later.
The game's chicken, and it's game on. Driving down the street, and I'm doing 120. I am off my medication, I am feeling kamikaze.
In this jungle of concrete, I got big balls aplenty, and a cool dedication to get you reeling in your car seat.
Speakers up loud, I am bumping Slayer. It's coming down my lane, yo, they better say a prayer.
Sneak off into the crowd before you get slain. I see you in the game, but to me you ain't no player.
I see the tint of the bumper shining in his window. Sweat beads on my forehead, he better swerve quick, yo.
Families in the dumper, women finding that they're widows. I lead you to your death, then go hit on your chick, yo.
I embrace for impact and start to go faster. See the other driver's face and break out in laughter.
Twisted great debris is like a massive plate of pasta. Another senseless case of bloody carnage and disaster.
Let's go.
Burning wheels, mangled steel, a tangle of automobiles. I take a hit on collision, I'm on a mission to crash and burn.
Let's go.
The game's chicken and you ain't a player unless your boots get muddy. I'm the slayer and I say your prayers, cause I don't swerve or turn.
Let's go.
Did I just see this shit? I checked my review like 20 times before I flipped the switch. My life is sovereign, no, my mind's gone. And what's been shown sets the tone for me to meet the unknown alone. In my squad car, checking out the interstate. I made an exit and was connected with this condemn of fate. My heartbreak make my body shake at this sight. Cause what I'm seeing ain't right. This fire ain't nice tonight. With fright, I call for backup, ambulance, and FD. On the scene, 5 minutes after seeing what I see, like a million degrees. The heat burns at my face. Place the tape, get out the way. The firefighters give the space. It's a race to kill the flame, but it's getting too late. This mashed mess of metal made by major mistakes. Playing games with your life ain't right for this place. The jaws of life bringing sight to a dead man's face.
Let's get it.
Burning wheels, mangled steel, a tangle of automobiles. I take a hit on collision, I'm on a mission to crash and burn.
Let's
it's mad back. It's another day of work as I may struggle not to lurk. And as my ears perk, I hear a body bag jerk. With the hearse driver in the door, I want her in the worst way. Her hair sways to avoid a hairspray. Hear her say, see you Thursday. And that's my birthday, and my thirst may come in one glimpse. Or now I focus on the body bag with all the thumbprints. No lollygagging, I unzip the body bag and see some bloody numb kid. Battered and ragged, he resembles a slight dragon that I may have had a hand in, like yummy fun. Then my hand drips, I taste the magic. With an open chest cavity, don't call this a tragedy. I candidly take his heart and eat it so randomly. It's maddening and dark, I can see his whole family. So sad for he playing chicken in his car so retardedly.
Let's get it.
Iron wheels, mangled steel, a tangle of automobiles.
Unheard Nerd.